This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. There's been a lot of sneezing going on. Trees are the biggest contributors to allergy season. Today I share trees that are less likely to cause the achoos. Some are monoecious, meaning that individual trees produce both male and female flowers. Other trees are known as dioecious. An individual tree will have either male or female flowers, but not both. So planting a dioecious female tree means no pollen. Aspen trees are at the top of the list. Quaking aspens have beautiful gold fall leaves and a lovely whitish-colored bark. They usually reach a height of 20 to 50 feet at maturity, with a spread of 10 to 30 feet in the canopy. Plus, they make a beautiful sound in the wind. The red maple is another great tree. They grow 40 to 70 feet and 30 to 50 feet wide, depending on cultivar and site conditions. Their foliage is gorgeous. I have one in my front boulevard. There are some monoecious trees that have coarse pollen that doesn't drift, and they're decent to plant too. One is the crabapple. I have two of them. The eastern redbud is also a wonderful tree and quite popular. A smaller tree growing 30 feet tall and wide in sun to part shade. It has rose pea-like flowers along the branches from early to mid-spring, which emerge before the leaves. The foliage is burgundy in spring, turning to forest green, and then buttery yellow in fall. I have pictures and more information on all these trees on my website, gardenbite.com. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.